wala ka o na pagkami ulabi. Puro kaya kapag nidulog ma.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Tiger Belly Podcast. We are talking very quiet right now. If you're watching on video, as you can see right now, it is very dark in the room. There are some light up balloons. There are regular balloons. There is Bryce in the corner. There is George by the camera. Are you in the shot, George? Wave your hand somewhere. People know you're here. There's his hand.
You can't see shit.
Right? Can't see shit. It's too dark.
We're going to probably cut this part, but you know.
No.
You're creating the scene.
I'm creating the scene, so how dare you for audio listeners.
Oh, shit, man. I was still texting people. You know, I'm trying to.
We're whispering. Well, here's why we're whispering. It's Bobby's birthday today, and Kalilo took Bobby out for a dinner at a fancy Italian restaurant and took him for dessert to stall time for us to set up the room. And we're going to surprise Bobby and go directly in the podcast. So we're going to leave the cameras running. We're going to leave the audio, all the mics hot, so that you guys can join us on this experience of surprising our leader, our captain.
There is no chance we cut out any dead time. You're going to hear all of what's happening. It's going to be live and exciting. You know, every minute you're going to get to hear it. You know, well, we like wonder if they're, no, they're not at the door right now. We didn't hear a thing.
Wait, but so gonna, we did get a text though, right?
Yes, that we text, did get a text.
Tell the audience what the text said.
The text said we're in the basement. So they're in the basement. They're probably in an elevator right now. I assume they've had enough time to get out of the elevator.
Wait, light the candles, I know.
No. You fucking idiot, Gilbert. You fucking numbnuts.
What if he walks directly in here? What if he walks directly in
then
here?
Then it's better than the fucking water going off because these set off a smoke alarm. Do you see how many fucking candles there are?
That's not setting
those smoke. Candles.
Show me where the alarm is. Look at it. Look at the alarm. Look
those
at the,
candles.
No. It's not here. Bobby
candles,
took it out because he didn't want to fill the battery. Okay, Bobby just entered in right now. They're trying to light the candles. I told him to fucking
shut up, Gilbert.
Now they're missing. Okay, Bobby.
You get your camera. You're the camera dude.
Shh, turn the camera.
I've got one candle lit.
Let me put my camera on. Okay. I'm recording. Okay, Bobby's here. The dogs are here.
Damn it. I don't know why I have to be the one that's doing
hear,
this.
I can hear Kalila. But, God damn, ow. But this is what we do for our captain, for our leader, our young. We bought a bunch of Red Bulls, but, oh, he's coming.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear captain. Happy birthday to you.
Guys, we are on the Tiger Belly Podcast. You were with us for 20 minutes while we set this up. Bobby is in the room, the king himself. Our leader, he's very happy. This is the happiest I've ever seen him. He's not annoyed by any of this. Kalila's here as well. The podcast, Bobby, how do you feel?
Get on the mics, babe. This is where we start.
What we have for you is some Red Bulls, some Dream Water, some glue.
This is not how I wanted to start.
You don't want a cake?
Well, I don't know. What kind of cake is it? Well, first of all, can I say this? I was genuinely surprised.
Yeah!
Now ask me this question. Am I happy? Ask me if I'm happy.
Bobby, are you happy?
No.
I knew it.
Are there actually 47 candles on there?
Holy it's 47 candles. It's too many.
Yeah,
but can I say this?
Well, not after I burn this one out. Then I've got to use a whole candle to light the rest of them.
Shut up for a second. It's my fucking birthday.
It's his birthday,
and
George?
You're hogging the mic, dude, with your fucking voice.
Oh, you don't even know what was happening before you showed up. Sorry, sir.
What happened? So you already started the podcast already?
Yeah, about 8 minutes ago.
And what did you guys talk about?
It was just us setting up, and then just George talking the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he talking about?
Hey guys, so you know, thinking about candles, like that you can turn off can turn off the fire alarms if we light too many.
Light the candles.
Because he said the fire alarm would go off. I said, "There's no fucking fire alarm."
He ripped them all off.
Here's the mystery. I came in the house,
yeah.
And I go, "Why are the dogs trapped in the bedroom?"
And what did I say?
And you're like, well, you said something about, oh, well, Rami probably figured out how to get in there.
How good of an actor am I?
Wait, what were you expect? Are they not supposed to be trapped?
No,
in the
when we come in the house, they're not in the bedroom. We lock them out. We keep them out in the living room. So that was mystery number one.
Interesting.
And then number two was like, did somebody walk the dogs?
No. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe Kalila?
Because when I came in, I'm like, should I walk the dogs? And she's like, you don't have to, which is really weird. Like, what?
She usually is like, yeah. Babe, walk the dog.
And secondly, the thirdly is that I've been getting some weird gifts.
From?
Just Kalila gave me a Brazilian spray.
You what do you mean? I didn't get it out of the blue. You wanted it.
I understand that. Whitney Cummings was wearing a Brazilian spray.
Yeah.
A month ago.
I don't know what that is.
It's some sort of fucking body spray.
Yeah, it's you know, have you guys ever used, I use a lotion called the Bum Bum Cream.
Yeah.
It's like a Brazilian brand and I love it. And he comes home one day and he's like, Whitney Cummings smelled really good today. And I want the same, you know, I want the same body spray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got him the same body spray and he's not happy. I
understand that, but I didn't want it for my birthday gift.
Hey, do you want to blow out those candles? I'm going to blow out those candles.
Sing it again.
Happy birthday to you.
You're gonna die soon, cause you're getting old.
It's pure wax.
It's all wax.
It's all
wax.
The whole
cake is wax now.
Oh my god! Yeah,
what is that? Ice cream cake?
No, it's a.
That's.
I wanted ice cream cake.
I requested that.
Anyway,
we just got
thank you for
ice cream.
I know.
That's what she told us. That's why she took you to dessert. We were like, can you please take him to dessert?
That was another strange thing. Like, why would you're like, you guys usually want to come home. Or you're saying, you always say, you're getting diabetes or some sort of thing. And I'm like, I can get desserts. My birth. That's great. So I got that. I got the spray. Thank you for the spray, babe. And then I also got a gift from Warner Brothers. Right? So Warner Brothers, it's CAA Warner Brothers.
Delivered it to your
delivered door. To my house.
Very fancy.
It comes in a box. I'm like, wow, now this is, I got the Brazilian spray. I'm grateful for that, but this is where the real shit is. I open it up, right? And I'm grateful. So, you know, Warner Brothers or whoever's involved, you know. And it's a carrying case for suits.
I've seen you wear so many suits.
I know, but it's for travelers. Yeah. And I think this is just the thing that they give actors, male, because they think that we all wear suits.
Like stock?
Like a stock thing.
Oh, like
stock
they have a warehouse of like, oh, here's all our male actors. Give
yeah,
me a suit.
So this year it's all suit. Suit carrying cases.
Yeah.
Right? So I got that, which I'll never use, but thank you.
thank you,
and
Warner
then
Brothers.
I think, who gave me this dream water?
That's just our stuff, yeah.
The powder hasn't quite arrived yet. So I had to go with what was available.
Wait, you ordered powder for me?
Yes,
where
sir.
Is it?
It's in the mail.
God, I mean, all right. So this is what you got. You got this at the store for me?
Yes, sir.
So this is your gift to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Is it better than my gift?
It's up. It's probably 50. It's up there. What, Gilbert? What'd you get?
It's coming. I ordered in the mail. What are you talking about?
Only one person can use that excuse. All right, okay. You can't use the mail excuse.
I will.
I will not be angry. If you're just completely and utter honest with me,
I will say.
Just
I
look
bought,
at me right now. Just say. Just
I'll
look
tell
at
you,
me.
Can I tell you what I got? Yeah. This is not your gift, but I did get it. Is the waters, the bows, the balloons, the glow up balloons, the glow in the light balloons, and the ambiance.
So
I got you the ambiance.
So
you're welcome for the ambiance.
So
you're welcome. You're welcome for the ambiance. I got you a suit holder.
You got me nothing.
The suit holder's coming.
Bryce, what'd you get me?
My love.
Your love? Oh, God.
The way he said it, he goes, my love. My love.
Adrian.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on one second.
Yeah.
Name one gift I've gotten you in the last 5 years of our relationship.
The alien doll.
Yeah, but how do you even know that that's what I got you last?
Because I remembered it,
no,
lady. What the fuck?
No, in the car, I asked him, what did I get you last year?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, it's a thought that counts, babe.
It's
and I was like, what did I get you the year before? Nothing. He won't remember. Even if you get him a brand new car or Brazilian body spray, he's not going to remember.
It doesn't matter because I don't function like normal people, all right? See, it's not about me remembering. It's just the act, right? It's like it's a check in my heart.
Mm.
So my birthday arrives, right? What I did today, I looked through all my messages.
Yeah.
And I memorized who sent me a personal, you know what I mean? A personal happy birthday.
Who's the fanci- Who's the fanciest one?
Do you say thank you?
Yeah, I got.
Because Roger said he never heard back from you.
Bill Sex Transport?
That's probably Bill Poon.
Oh, that's it. Okay, so thank you, Bill. Mm-hmm. I got Bill.
Let me see who you didn't.
My manager, Lindsay Price, texted me. Sandy Look, Danto.
That's my stepdad. You didn't save his number. That hurts my feelings.
Shut up, babe.
Happy save belated. It under Roger.
I will later. Candace Thompson. That's it. Paul Choi, my cousin. Matt Blake, my agent. Anyway, it's an uneventful number. It's 47.
50 is gonna be nuts, though.
50 is the death one.
That's where.
Yeah. You open that door.
Yeah, who's is somebody else coming in?
No, not that we know of.
Yeah,
not Wait, are we getting another surprise?
People are full of surprises today.
Just a dog, sweetheart.
But 47 is a.
Can you put them in the bedroom, George? Yeah.
How do you look at that? 47.
How old are you?
29.
Oh my God! How does that feel?
Okay, I think about 30. I think I am feeling a little bit like whoa, 30. 30's around the corner.
30 ain't shit.
But it ain't shit though. But
think about 50 coming around the corner.
that's shit.
Oh my God.
That's some shit.
Oh, my mom's calling.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Let me go call my mom.
That's interesting.
Speaker.
Hello.
Oh, somewhere out, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mom.
Did you get my message?
I got your message. Sorry, Mom, I didn't text you back, but I loved it. You know I read it.
I know. Where are you?
How's Dad?
Oh, he's fine. I'm not getting better, but his behavior good, you know.
His behavior is good.
Not for, you know.
Is he pooping on himself?
Yeah, not poke to bag, you know.
No, is he pooping on himself?
Yeah.
He poops on himself?
What do you mean poop?
Poop. 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 Dong. Poop. Shit. Dong. Yeah.
He has his own, you know, that little toilet.
Oh, yeah, the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay.
In front of the chair, you know.
All right, so you don't have to clean up any poo then.
Well, I have to do. I have to do, but not like, you know, used to do with the fingers.
Oh, yeah, you used to put your fingers in his butthole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I hate it. You hate it, huh?
Tell us more about
it. Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, so he's good, you know, not walking, but except that, he's perfect.
And he's talking and everything?
No. No.
He's not even talking.
Slow, you know. Like I don't understand.
So
I have to yell.
Oh, that's so sad. You don't understand.
What did you say? And you know.
Yeah.
Go slow. You know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, so, and he got mad sometimes. He said, "Why don't you understand me?" You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't know. He don't talk funny. So. Yeah. Except.
Yeah. Mom. Mom. She died. My mom died on it.
Call her back.
What is that? What is that?
Oh, we have a gift from Jade Cataporetta.
Wait, Jade Cataporetta got me a pizza?
She sent you a pizza. Thank her.
Oh my God. Thank you, Jade Cataporetta, for the pizza. I gotta call my mom back. I think she died.
Call your mom. That sounds so scary.
There she is. Shh. Mom?
Andrea?
Did you hang up on me?
No, I didn't. It hang up itself.
How does the phone hang up itself?
Magic.
It's a magic phone.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Your birthday, so it's a magic today. You know?
It's a magic day. That's why these phones just hang up on
you.
Where
are you now?
I'm at home right now. I'm doing.
Not Las Vegas. Somebody called me from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I hung up and called again. I hung up. And then, you know, I said, maybe that was Bobby who, you know, I thought you were in Las Vegas, you know.
How did you know the guy was calling you from Las Vegas in the first place? You know the number? It said it on the phone?
Yeah, it shows a number. But no names, you know. But, you know. Oh, yeah, everywhere.
Mom? Everywhere. Was I a bad son?
No, you are not a bad son. You.
No, but as a kid, though, was I bad?
Yeah, but, you know, I coped with it. You know.
You coped with it?
Yeah. But that's a teenager thing. Every teenager doing that, you know, like that.
I'm sorry for stealing so much money and doing crystal methamphetamine.
No.
Okay.
You pay back now.
I did pay it back. Yeah, yeah. But I did a lot of crystal meth and I jacked off in your bathroom and everything.
I mean, I'd cry and everything, you know.
Yeah.
I thought that was the end of the world.
Yeah, I know. But when you and Dad were at work, I would jack off in your bathroom.
I know. Don't tell me that.
I know. I know. I know.
Because most of the thing I don't want to, you know.
You don't want to think about it.
But you're a good boy.
I know.
Everybody say you are the best boy.
I'm the best boy now or late?
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Korean, Korea. Or stayed here. Nobody had, you know, parents like that.
Oh, I helped my parents, yeah.
Yeah, so you are, you know, even Kim was saying, you know, you have a good son.
No, it's all the guilt from all the jizz in your bathroom, Mom, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Is that Steven there too?
No, Steve's not here. I'm with my girlfriend and some friends, and we're just drinking some coffee, and we have a little cake. But, you know, I like talking to you, Mom.
I know. Did you buy a house?
Yes. No, I got okay, Mom. We got rejected.
Why?
We don't have the money, so.
Oh, okay. You know, don't rush it.
I'm not gonna rush it, but
you know. You have a house. You have a house.
Yeah,
know.
But I have six animals now. You know that, right?
Just send me some.
You would take care of the animals.
Oh, just a dog, not cat.
Why not the cat?
I have allergy.
Oh yeah. Remember
you know,
what?
I got rashes and I can't breathe.
You can't breathe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have harder to breathe, you know.
Yeah.
But dog is okay, you know.
Yeah. Remember Dad used to rage out? Do you remember those days?
Yeah. Well, it was a long time. You know, he's now like lame. So
he's lame now.
Yeah.
But he used to come into the our bedroom naked with the toilet paper sticking out of his ass and beat us with a Casio.
He throw dishes, you know.
He throw dishes, yeah, yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
So I went upstairs and locked the door.
Yeah.
And then he slide the paper, you know, letter. Mm-hmm. And then he slide the paper, you know, letter. I'm sorry, I won't do it. He always say he doesn't do it again, you know, but he didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't drink. He
yeah,
doesn't
yeah. Eat.
No, but he's a good boy now.
He's a good yeah, because he's.
I have
he's,
to forgive him because
he had a stroke, Mom. He can't talk.
Good boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good boy. Anyway, Mom, I'm on a podcast, so I'm going to call you later, okay?
Love you.
No, I want to say one more thing about Daddy.
Okay.
He gave me good money, never complained about how I spend.
Yeah.
That's why I help him, and I don't have any complaint about it.
I know. Dad was a good dad. You know, you're a good mom. Sorry for jerking off in your bathroom. I love you, Mom, so much.
I'm the only woman for him.
I know, Mom. Okay, I'm on a podcast, so I got to go, okay?
Okay.
I love you. I'll call you later.
That's okay.
I love you, Mom. I love you so much.
I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Give it up for Bobby Lee's mom, everyone. Wow, we have another caller, and it's like these are scheduled or something. It's like someone
it's
had
like
the
these
gift.
Are it's like wait, wait, someone wait, came up with this
wait,
idea.
Wait. It's like right, someone so. Gave the gift of scheduling.
Oh, God. So is this was my mom scheduled?
Yes.
By you.
Yeah, we were all coordinating it.
With my mom.
Happy birthday, Bobby Reeby.
We just talked to Mom.
Happy birthday!
Does anybody in my family listen?
Happy birthday! I love you.
I love you too, man.
I love my brother.
All right.
So much.
Sounds high.
Yeah. You all right?
I love you so much.
Okay. What else?
I love you so much.
I know. Did you get me a gift?
Yeah, I got it. It's in my backpack. I can't wait to see you later.
Well, I gotta go to sleep early. I have a table read in the morning.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Good.
Okay, well, hey, call me up after the show.
Okay, bye. Okay, that was not. That was pointless.
yes.
Who else?
Steve prepped your mom.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's why my mom called.
I had to give your to me. I have to give your mom's number to him, and then I had we Steve. Had Steve prepped by these guys. Because I knew that if I just called your mom right away, she'd probably be confused. So I had to have Steve.
Well, that was strange because she's never called me this late. And when she called, I thought Dad was dying or something.
Well, really? Yeah, well, that's not how we wanted
happy
it.
Birthday.
Called,
happy birthday.
Well, I know, but she never calls me at this time. So in my head, it's always an emergency.
Yeah.
So scared me. But that's fine. That was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys so did extra stuff today.
Yeah, man.
That's incredible.
Do you feel a little special now?
I felt good about the dinner that you took me to.
How was the restaurant?
Oh, we have leftovers for you.
That's a fancy Italian restaurant.
We went to a really fancy place.
It was almost
too
fancy that it as soon
like
as
dress code wise.
No, it's like you know, Cheese Baca. It's almost like it only seats 20 people.
Very small. Yeah.
And we had this charcuterie board, but at the end of the charcuterie board is this deep fried meat something. She explained it, and then we weren't really listening. It just looked like a really perfect like crab cake, but it wasn't.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had it. I had it first.
Yeah.
I liked it because I like everything. But then after I took a bite, I looked at him and I said, don't eat this. This is too advanced for your palate.
What does that even
mean? And she was like, because I know him. I know, like, me, I eat blood sausages, I eat dinuguan, I eat tripe, I eat menudo, I eat everything, so nothing gets to me.
Funky.
I said, don't eat this because it's too advanced for you. He's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, it's like, it's a ligament cake. That's what it tasted like.
A ligament cake?
You bit into it, oh, that's a squirrel's elbow. I mean, like, kind of crunchy and, like, not meat, but also fat, but bone.
Wait, what is
so the flavor is not meat? It's like
it was. I think it just had a lot of cartilage, ground up cartilage. But it was really tasty.
There's like little gaps in there, and you go, oh, there's a little gap when your teeth are going. Oh, and then you chew down, it's fat.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It was delicious.
Textural.
Yeah, the textural thing that I know he's not really into.
Yeah, I'm not fancying that.
He was so thrown off. That right after that, because we were supposed to have dessert and everything there, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I gotta go to Baskin Robbins
to reset.
Yeah, to reset.
He's like, I just gotta get back to the meat and potatoes, the things that I know.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I mean, I will do bone marrow. I will do.
Yeah.
You know, some of the fancier things. Maybe to people listening right now, that's not fancy. Mm. But to me, like frog legs or snails or ligament cakes. Are like a little fancy for my palate. I need to reset it with some like Olive Garden or
I get it.
But then you had the pork chop.
The pork chop was unfucking real.
In what way?
It was unreal. But the greatest thing happened afterwards.
What?
So we're at the valet.
Uh huh.
And this old white man was there.
Uh oh.
Right. This old white man, and he goes.
I love this story already.
Yeah, this old white man goes. Loved you on that show. That's what he says. I go, what show's that? What show? He's like, Love. Oh, cool. Thanks. Yeah, you're really like, quirky or I don't know. I'm on a new show. That's why I asked, what show are you on now? And I told him, and he goes, oh, well, so you're not available. I go, yeah, I'm probably not available to do anything. He goes, I want to chase you. To be in projects.
And then his wife was like, yeah, chase him.
Yeah, yeah. His wife is Asian. And I got his name, and he's like a huge writer producer guy.
Oh, it wasn't just a random.
No, no, he's like a real guy.
I think you said the white valet guy.
No. He was like a couple of movies he wrote with J.J. Abrams.
You know his name?
I
don't want to say his name, but I'm just saying that Al Madrigal's calling.
Oh, interesting.
Is that set up?
I don't know, Bobby. It's your boss.
Hello?
Happy birthday!
Is this? Are we fired?
Let me ask you this, Al. Is this set up, or did they tell you to call, or is this is bullshit?
No. I was thinking about you.
You never called me. You fucking asshole.
Are you an Emmy thing or something?
No, I'm not an Emmy thing. I'm doing my podcast right now.
You're shut up.
Yeah. No. Be honest with me, Al. Did they set this up?
No, I was just actually, coincidentally, I was going through the Wikipedia section of your, and I found a bunch of stuff. Robert Young Lee Jr., American actor, birthday. And I pulled it up.
Yeah?
I didn't know your parents wanted you to take over the family.
Yeah. How were the kids? How was Kristen? How was everything?
Everybody's great.
Okay. Thank you. Are we fired off of, is that what you're calling? That you're firing Tiger Belly, letting us go?
No, why do you always say that?
Because I want to be a part of it. That's why.
Top 7 podcasts that we have. What?
Yeah, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. That's all I want to hear out of the boss's mouth, okay?
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
You saw the, I commissioned animation for, to have you riding a unicorn or whatever that was. And, it's fantastic. It's the best show we got.
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. But, yeah. Also, congratulations on Night School. When does that come out?
Yeah.
That comes out on the 28th. And that was Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, I was gonna plug that for you, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's not what I was calling, though. I'm really calling to to say happy birthday. It's
Thank
so
you.
You were really, I mean, when I started, I will tell this story, when I did start coming to the Comedy Store, it was 2004, easily one of, or the nicest comedian to me. It was like you and Kevin Christie right away. Friends for life. Love you. And so happy with the sitcom. Because, you know, the I have the same thing going on. It's like the ups and downs of this thing.
Oh, no.
And things are so great. So congratulations.
Wait, you know, also, can I say this? Is that, you know, I've seen your career, and I've seen you have shows and not. But you know what, dude? At the end of the day, it's like we're still going to not quit and keep going. And I think that's the that's the key of it all. Okay?
No, we're in too deep. What are we going to do?
We're way too deep. And
yeah.
Well, Al, thanks for the call. I really, Al, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on Night School. And I hope it's a very big success for you.
And Kristen wants to have you guys over for dinner to make Korean.
Please do it soon. Please do it soon because I want to do it.
All right.
All right. I love you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay,
tell me right now who else is calling.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not picking up the phone again.
Bobby!
You have to pick up. We don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, you swear to God on your life you don't know.
I don't know who's
no,
calling.
No, we can't swear on anything. We don't swear around
Joe,
here.
George, tell me right now who's calling in.
Keep in mind, he called you Joe.
I can't say for sure.
You 100% can't say for sure.
That actually is kind of true. You can't say for sure.
So how did all this happen?
People have phones.
It's not that hard to get people to want to.
I know, but so somebody must have a list of people who's going to call in. You guys are saying that this is what you're going to say.
I had a list.
Have no idea who the fuck is going to call
in. Listen, I had a list. He had a list. He had a list. Yeah. Your mom was me.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe two other people are me. Yeah. One other person, maybe. Gilbert had his list, and we all exchanged numbers of who had whose number.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good. And, You know, it's not as depressing. Yesterday I was super depressed. I don't know why. I mean, I was.
No, he didn't even want me to have.
I just kind of drove after the store.
Are you like
that? I drove around town. I was just like, drive by a brick wall. So I just ran into this brick. You know what I mean?
This is before every birthday.
This is before he came home to a Brazilian body spray.
Yeah.
After the Brazilian body spray, his spirits.
Did you?
Yeah, it pepped him up.
I like the smell of it, but I really do like the smell of it, but
every birthday, you do the day before, you're just kind of.
It's not that. What it is is this, and I do a couple of things. Mm-hmm. I go on my Instagram to feel shitty and good.
It's not
you
good.
You want to feel shitty?
Well, you this accident because who you follow, right? So it's like. Yeah. You know, like today I saw today I saw Jimmy O Yang at the Emmys.
Yeah,
it kind of made me feel sad. I don't know why it just put me in a bad mood.
Oh, you saw a picture.
Yeah. He's having a good time. Yeah, he put me in a bad mood. And then
really, that guy like loves you.
I know, I love him too. And we're doing a movie together. That
oh, awesome!
Wish Dragon. It's great. But then I'm just being real. I'm not. At 47, Papa doesn't hide.
Yeah.
I just say however or whatever I feel, okay? And then, but then I'll go to like, I'll see like dad in a dressing room, like at a clothing store, take a photo of a jacket makes that he's happy. Wearing, and it makes me happy.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, it's, you know.
Yin and yang.
That's an emotional roller coaster.
It's not deep highs and lows. It's like a bipolar. It's just a fun little ride. But then it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we...
He had a damn near conniption earlier because he's like, the Comedy Store didn't put up an Instagram to say happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
And so he called Adam.
I called Adam yelling.
What did you say?
Please and he goes, look at the post before today's. And I looked at it and it was a video, but I didn't know I was in the video, but it did say happy birthday. So I yelled at him for no fucking reason at all. Well, I was going because they put Jimmy Carr a week ago. In my head, I'm like, I like Jimmy Carr, but he's there twice a year. I'm there every night, right? So I was thinking, where's mine? But then it was up, and then I made myself look like a fool. But you know what? I'm not embarrassed by stuff like that because I'm a feeler.
Mm.
You know, and I wear everything on my sleeve, and I make mistakes, and I'm a fool. The other night, one of those things happened again.
What?
Where a white man told me what to do, and I did what he said to do.
I thought you said you weren't going to do that.
I know, anymore. But I just, and I was mad for like 3 blocks.
Please set it up, the scenario.
I was at the Comedy Store. I was driving. I'm standing, sitting there at the stoplight, like on Sunset and Fairfax. And I was like, I picked up my phone, right? Because Eric Griffin had texted me. And I get a honk. I'm at a red light. And I look over, and it's this white guy wearing some college baseball hat.
He's
probably
a
50-year-old white guy, white hair. Wearing, you know, he dressed like Ron Howard. He had the baseball cap, but then a nice shirt, right? And he goes, "Roll down your window." So I thought it was gonna be like, "I love you, on
love,
or whatever." You know what I mean? One of those.
What else are you doing right now?
Yeah. Hey man, big fan. Keep it up, or whatever. And I've done that before.
Yeah.
So roll down. I smiled at him. He goes, "Put your phone away."
No.
Yeah. And I go, "Yes, sir." And I put it down, and he drove off. Then the light turned. He drove off, and I drove for 3 blocks. Yes, sir.
I was angry at yourself.
Like, he's your master?
But you don't know. Maybe his kid died from, like, a... Oh.
I don't give a...
Driving but you do. Situation.
Hey, but you do, Bobby. But you do.
Yeah, but you should.
I know. Oh, here's another one. Eddie Lee. Who did this one?
I don't know who's that.
They're my cousin.
Oh, I know. I know he's your cousin. I heard your favorite.
Hello.
What up?
Now, did they tell you to call or what?
You saw the text message, dude. Why are you fronting? Like, why are you asking me that question?
I saw a text. You texted me? Let me read the text.
Can we tell the audience?
This is Eddie.
What? Who is this? Can we tell the audience?
Oh, this is my cousin, Eddie. Oh, yeah. Okay, now I'm reading it. All right, so you're calling in now. I didn't read the text thread. All right.
Happy birthday, bud.
Okay, good. Where do you live? Here? Still in Sacramento?
Yeah, I'm still in Sacramento.
What? Get the fuck out of Sacramento!
I like it here, dude.
I know, dude. Eddie Lee is my one of my younger cousins on my dad's side. He's my first cousin. I grew up with him, and he's one of my favorites. He's like Steve. He skateboards. He looks like he's Data from the Goonies. He, you know what I mean? He's not married.
What did you say?
Well, you guys have that like young Data from the Goonies kind of vibe. You know?
Okay.
Right.
That makes more
you still skateboard,
sense.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't anymore because of my knee, but yeah, I was for up until about a year ago.
Well, you don't skateboard at all now?
Dude, they won't fix my knee again. Maybe if
he was
I skateboard
injured.
Again and hurt myself. They straight told me I couldn't do it anymore.
He told us in San Diego, remember?
Oh, yeah,
when
so
he came in Jenny.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry.
Remember how
I remember.
I
remember.
That's because I was so fat, because I couldn't do anything for a while.
Oh, man. How's your wife?
You know. She's my wife. I feel bad for her, you know? She's married to me.
I got nervous for a second. I was like, "Oh, you're on."
I thought you. I literally thought you were gonna say, "You know, she died," or "You know, the cancer got her."
Who says it like that?
Yeah. Oh, Steve. I gotta. There's another call. I gotta.
Love you.
I love you, Eddie. Okay. All right. Bye.
Who's this?
Hello.
Bobby. It's Stephen Byrne.
Okay, who set this up? Who set up Steve Byrne calling?
Yeah, I saw on Facebook.
No, wait, you saw on Facebook what?
I saw it was your birthday. Somebody posted something. I was like, oh, I'll call you and say happy birthday.
But you don't know you're on the podcast right now?
No, I'm surprised you even picked up.
Oh, really? Because here's the thing. Today they had set up a bunch of people calling in, and so right now I'm on the podcast, and people are calling in.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No, it's great. This is great. This is a great surprise guest. This is not a part of the plan then.
I'm sorry. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Steve Byrne. If you guys don't know, he's a comic. He's half Korean, very handsome, very talented guy. He just did a movie starring Jimmy O Yang, right?
Yes.
And Steve Byrne. And what was the movie? What's the movie called?
The opening act.
The opening act, and
yes.
Man.
Here we go.
You know what I mean? It was just good working with you. That's all. It was just good working with you.
Yeah. Okay. This is good that we're airing this out. Happy birthday to you.
I'm kidding, dude. I really do. I know the movie's going to be great. How does it look?
It looks great. It feels great. but it doesn't feel as good as our friendship, because our friendship has deep deep foundation. So
yeah. But can I just say this before my fans and whatnot, is that Steve Burton, you've always had my back. When that whole Ken Jeong thing happened at Cobb's, and he physically attacked me, you're the one. Remember, you're the one that separated us. You're the one that calmed everything down. You're the one that flew me out there just to even try to do the fucking thing. And you've always had my back, and I really appreciate it.
Well, I love you, and I'm sorry I'm calling during your podcast, but I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Okay. I love you. All right. Watch opening act. Good night, Steve. Bye bye. Was Steve Burton, that was an accident?
He's part of it. None of us.
What do you mean?
One of us.
One of us.
Who did?
One of us.
That's him.
What?
Who? You called Steve Burton?
You'll never know.
No,
will
man.
You?
Wow. Just enjoy the gift.
I'm not picking up any more food.
Enjoy the gift.
Why don't you just enjoy the attention for the day?
Because when he called, I'm like, oh, here's a war.
No.
We're about to fight. Yeah. When's the last time he ever called?
On your birthday today.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, in my head, it's like, oh, here's a war that's about to happen.
Yeah, but you love him.
I do love him.
And he loves you.
He loves me. He's the key to life.
The key master.
Yeah. But you know, the honest truth is that at my age, you literally don't feel the age you're supposed to fucking feel, be.
Well, lucky for you.
Well, I'm 47. When I was 20 years old, 25 years old, and you said 47, like, I'm 47, like, oh, he's retiring, he's an old guy, you know what I mean? Oh, like, in your head, you know, you also saw other 47-year-olds, like, God damn, that guy's old.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, I feel like a kid.
You act
like a kid. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know about responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I get confused. And why is there 17 phone call missed? Did we miss some?
I don't know. Have people been calling you today?
Steve, Nick. Oh, no. Okay.
Might be from earlier, yeah.
From earlier, yeah.
Why don't you tell us about your weekend? Your fancy weekend with in the club.
Oh, you guys, I saw a picture. Emmys?
In the club, babe.
What club?
The club.
Oh yeah. We went into the club.
That was a weird transition.
We went into the club.
What do you mean? What's the
club? So you know, every year, well, not every year, since last year,
starting recently.
Yeah, CA, the agency that my agents, they have an Emmy party. So I wasn't gonna go this year, but my agent insisted. So we went to my manager's house. We went together, us three, and we walk in, and this year was a little different.
It was in Venice,
and I know, but in just terms of the feeling, though, it didn't feel like last year. It was like, we're in the club, and then like this year, it felt like, I think they don't want us in the club.
Is this a second party?
Yeah. Are we
separate party?
We walk in. We see
everyone was there.
Well, everyone was there. I saw Jennifer Aniston. I saw Ron Howard. I saw.
The guys from Queer Eye.
Yeah, a bunch of people.
So what's your guys' plan of attack? Is it like we just stand there, find our friends, and then let people come to us?
Oh, I'll tell you exactly our plan of action.
Yeah.
There was food out, and there's giant plates of oysters, and people are supposed to take an oyster each.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Except we took the whole platter of oysters. We find a dark corner, and we just eat a ton of oysters.
We just ate like 52 oysters.
And you know, I'm a vegetarian, but twice this week I've eaten meat.
Yeah.
To test out his ligament cake.
Yeah.
And because I was so uncomfortable at the club.
Yeah.
That I was like, I'm just gonna sit here and eat a shit ton of oysters.
It's so funny because I didn't have that much fun until the end when I saw Chris D'Elia.
Like your friends.
You know, it's so, you're so right, because it's like there's so many people around and you recognize everyone, right?
Yeah.
But as soon as you see, even seeing Chris D'Elia.
Made you feel.
It was like the water, the seas parted.
He's Moses.
Yeah, he's like Moses.
It's not just that. It's just that you go, there's my comrade. Mm-hmm. There's my chum.
He's equally as uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's sitting in a jacket with his hands in his pocket, standing there, going, and he's out loud going, This is incredible, guys. You know what I mean? I'm having fun. Like outwardly saying that, but as a joke.
Yeah.
Right? And I hugged him, and we just stood there. Because my manager and his manager, Becky, Dave Becky, were like talking and all that stuff. And then we leave because we had both had spots, and something wonderful happened. Mm-hmm. This, you know, we're at the valet, the C's part.
I have, Bobby is facing me. I'm facing the cars coming in. So Bobby has his back to the cars and has his back to guests coming towards him. I look over, out of the car comes Trevor Noah.
Damn.
And obviously I'm like this. Because now I'm thinking, oh shit, if he doesn't say hi to Bobby, it's going to absolutely destroy Bobby.
Because of the story, yeah.
Because of how Bobby got his agent to, you know, you know, help back Trevor Noah day, yeah. back in the day and stuff. But the first thing, Trevor Noah recognized Bobby from the back. And
wow.
I've never seen anyone more excited to see Bobby that whole night. And
it almost made me cry.
Yeah, it was actually really sweet.
It almost made me cry.
Tell us what he said. I want to hear everything.
He just walked and gave me a hug.
He walked towards Bobby. He turned Bobby's body around.
Yeah.
And he gave him the deepest hug. And then he goes to his entourage and he tells the whole story about when he was a kid in South Africa. And he was a nobody. How Bobby called his agent to go see him. And how he basically got his American career started because of Bobby.
Wow.
It was really sweet.
He remembered it.
Yeah, and it was, and he was just nothing. It was inevitably gonna, you know what I mean? But my point is this, okay, in life, okay, is that it's not that, it's just, it was just good to see him because you have to understand, when I was in South Africa, I hung out with him for 2 months straight. Every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And he was not the Trevor Noah that people know today. Bill Burr's calling.
Oh, what the heck? What?
Oh, my God.
Bill Burr.
Now, this is a miracle. I mean, what the fuck? Bill?
Yes.
Are you... Bill, I mean, let me ask you something.
Can you cover for me at the store?
Bill, I mean, you've never called me.
No, I just need you to cover for me.
Billy,
I called you to wish you a happy Chinese New Year.
Wow, Bill, this is, you know what? Because I've been getting a lot of calls, and no offense to anybody that else has called, but this is probably the most shocking one.
Are you old enough to be the head of the dragon in the parade? Your way up to the middle of the body. Where are you?
I'm not quite there yet, but
happy birthday!
Thank you, Bill. And you know, you calling in is like, it's kind of like a Sinatra moment to me. You know, in comedy, it's a little
kind of a Ron Howard moment.
I wanted to say Ron Howard, but hey, Bill. Also, thank you for calling. And also, I want to ask you if one day you would do our podcast. That'd be great.
Hey, let's just, you know, start with, let's go slow here.
All right.
That's why we never hang, dude. You're
so
pushy.
I know. Just hang out. I know. You're right. You're right.
Give me a new closing joke where I keep my shirt on. What do you want from me? No, I'll do your podcast.
All right. Thank you.
Where do you record?
We record at my house. I live in Hollywood. Oh. It's easy.
Of course you live in Hollywood, you big phony.
what do you live in Silver Lake? Where do you live?
Why would I tell people where I live?
Silver Lake's a big place, Bill.
I'm just glad they put the water back. No, I don't live over there, no.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Bill. I love you, and I'll see you
right
soon.
Next to LAX, so I have a nice quick commute to get on another Southwest flight.
Are you in town now, or are you on the road?
There's a lot of personal questions. What's your mom's maiden name? I feel like I'm calling a credit card company. I am in town.
Okay, yeah, good. I love you, Bill. Thank you for calling.
I'm just wrapping it up.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Wrapping up a happy birthday phone call. Sorry to intrude.
Bye, Bill.
I
couldn't do it anymore.
Did you hang up on Bill
Burr? I hung up on Bill Burr.
Holy shit. My God.
I couldn't do it anymore.
Bobby just hung up on Bill Burr.
I didn't hang up. I just said goodbye.
Oh, my God.
So who set that up? You did.
You know, just.
Hey, Eric Griffin. Here we go. Eric Griffin. Eric Griffin.
I wonder why he's calling.
Hey, fatty. Oh, wait. Hey, fatty.
You know, it's your birthday, someone.
What?
You get away with. Fuck you, piece of shit.
I'm kidding. It's my birthday. Why can't I call people fat?
You think. No, you don't call people fat on your birthday. Because the other 364 days of the year, you have to deal with that person.
Oh, that's true. All right, sorry.
You're skinny.
Well, how about this? Call me back. Call me back. I'm going to pick up again.
Are you going to do this again?
Yeah, yeah. Just call me right back. Call me right back. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't open that way. Oh, that was really bad.
Let's see what he does this time.
Here we go. Hey, skinny.
So dumb. So dumb.
Hey.
Oh my God. Such a piece of shit.
Anyway, are you calling me for a happy birthday?
I guess. That's where I'm calling.
Yeah.
No, for real, I am calling. I just wanted to say, you know, I love you and happy 67th birthday. And I hope you have many more, and I think you better marry Kalila quick before you topple over and die.
Okay, thank you.
That's so awkward.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Come back on the podcast. Yeah,
come back on the podcast, okay? Come back.
Why? You mean the podcast that we were supposed to do together? Huh? That's the podcast you're talking about?
All right, Eric, I love you so much. So many people calling, though. Good night.
What is wrong with you?
I can't do phone.
Why do you keep hanging up on people?
I can't do phone. I honestly, it's like...
You're doing great.
But this reminds me of why I'm not good at phone.
You know, he doesn't do...
Can I just say this, too?
Yeah.
Is that you have to understand that Bill Burr calling, my relationship with Bill, and I feel the same with Rogan, is my conversations with them are in and out.
Yeah.
I hug. How's the family? Good. I'm out.
But do you realize that it didn't take much for him to call?
I understand that he doesn't. It's not going to take much. I mean, I consider him a friend and I respect him and stuff like that. But I just think that he's like to me like a Chappelle. Like he's the top of the game, and so for me, I can talk to a guy like Eric Griffin. Eric Griffin's as funny and as talented. But he's just not, you know, his status isn't there yet.
He's your class of 92.
Right. Mm. Whereas Bill, when he first moved to LA, I went to his house and I brought him a gift, like a DVD of Old Boy. I don't know why.
Your favorite movie.
And I go, here, watch this, you know. And I met at that time, his girlfriend, his wife now. I just get, I know, it's like when I see Mitzi all the time, or if I see, like, if I'm on Warner Brothers, I see the president, Peter Roth. He says hugs and he says hi, but I don't. To me, it's like I can't. The longer in the conversation I'm in, the more open I am.
The more you think you're gonna say something you shouldn't.
Yes.
Mm. Like it starts off first 5 minutes like you're impressive, and then after
it's not
that.
Only I'm going to say something now I just thought of. Mm-hmm. It's in every relationship. The power, you can see there's power. Like with you and me, Gilbert, we're friends, but there is a power thing.
No, you're my elder.
Right,
that's how I view it.
Right, so there's only so much you can't really truly be yourself in front of me. Because of the fact that I'll slam you, or you know what I mean?
I know, I get it.
Right, you get so it's like in every so I have that too.
I'm like that too.
Like if I see Chappelle or Chris Rock, you know, I'm like, okay, that obviously they have the power. I like them; they're nice people. But because I always in a conversations when you have somebody with more power is they have, you know, like the other night we were at what's her name's party, and we talked to Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla had the power in terms of shifting the conversations to what he wants to talk about. What? That's not a bad thing. I'm just saying that, you know, or if I'm around a bunch of open micers, it's generally I'm telling the stories and they're listening.
You're so right, though, because I had to sit with Adam Carolla for 45 minutes about him giving me a list of, like, every single classic car that's ever existed.
Yeah,
you love. I couldn't even interject. Bobby already left the conversation a long time ago, and I was just like, "Oh, cool."
Yeah, but that's your favorite topic, though.
Cars.
Classic cars. Kalila.
Classic cars.
Is it just power? I feel like it's just respect. No.
Yeah.
That's the feel of respect.
Yeah.
But you know, he is somebody that he is another thing is that. Adam Carolla, I used to do his podcast, and I used to be really bad on his podcast.
What do you mean by bad?
Like,
yeah, I would, and that's what, he only had me on twice.
Oh, it's a lot.
Usually now, if I were to do it again, I would be able to kill it. But back then, it was a long time ago when he first started it, and I was just like, just so green at it, and I didn't know what to say, and I didn't know him that well, and I was dating, the first year I was dating Christine, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I remember her going with me to that thing. Mm. And it just wasn't, I was in a really vulnerable state in my life and in my career. Mm. I was like just kind of, anyway, but so that's the kind of relationship I have with Bill and some other of these guys. But it's not, you know, I love them and it's, there's all, you know, like if I'm in New York and I'm with Jim Norton and all those guys and I'm doing a radio show with them, I get where I'm at and I get where to kind of give some power back to them, you know? And that's my main reason why I haven't done Rogan is because I'm afraid if I'm fully myself, that it's not going to get through.
You mean
like, for instance, like his view, like for instance, I'll give you an example. His view on Carlos Mencia is one way, right? Which mm-hmm. is, he is a joke thief and he's a piece of shit and all that stuff, which is, you know,
mm-hmm.
that is a part that's half truthful, right? There are good parts of Carlos, but yeah. they won't see that part, right? Yeah, I can't, whenever I've been in conversations where I just get railroaded, like that piece of shit, you know what I mean? And it's like, I can't win.
You know? But they're also not able to see the nuance of the way you feel because you had a very, very personal
and close
relationship with him versus them where he was just another stand-up comic.
I understand that, but I've said that to people like that and that crew, which I love that crew. I have nothing. I'm not starting a war.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. I'm just saying that, you know, I have had conversations and it's literally like, even with Ari and all those guys, it's always like one way, complete and utter. And what he did was terrible. Mm-hmm. But I can't forget the fact that he bought me a car
mm-hmm.
when I had nothing.
That's a big
that
thing.
That he huge. Paid for my electrical bill.
That's mm-hmm. huge.
A couple of months in a row. I mean, I was destitute from, you know, I need yeah. money.
Yeah. On a basic human level, he was there for you on all counts.
And you met him. You went to his house. He's a nice guy.
And his wife is the sweetest woman. Everyone's his kids
so
are great.
They're so sweet. And
but you don't see people for being people. You see them as, you know, just how they are. You know, as like, for instance, as a joke thief. Like once you fixate on that only, you really forget the other side of somebody,
mm-hmm.
which is he's a family guy. He's mm-hmm. you know, he really is, to me, from what I see, a really kind man.
Yeah.
And who takes care of his family and his friends.
Yeah. I mean...
But it's hard to see that when you're just seeing...
Well, I mean, it's not excusing, though, what he did. What he did was... And also, all the years of bumping other comics was unforgivable, almost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did a lot of bad things. But, you know... But here's another thing. Jeffrey Dahmer's dad stood by him the whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? There is... You can find... That link, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if your son ate people, would you stand by him at trial?
Yeah. I would.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, it's so fucked up to say, but I do understand where Jeffrey Dahmer's dad, you know, came from.
Yeah.
I would.
He stood by him in interviews, we visited him in the prison lot. I mean, he was there. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do.
Man, do you know what kind of phone call I got? Remember when we were in Joshua Tree?
Yeah.
Remember I say, like, all, not one, there's not one single redeemable male in my family.
Oh, yeah, I remember this, yeah.
Remember, I always say that, right?
Yeah.
Not one single male in my family that I think is, oh, you're a decent human being. We're very matriarchal. Only the women hustle. Only the women kind of, and they're all shitty husbands. They're all shitty dads. They're all abandoners.
A lot of examples of that, for sure.
Except for one. There was one.
Roger.
And I was like, you know what? He's actually a sweet guy. Maybe I should help him out start his business because, you know, he has young kids or whatever. And we were in Joshua Tree. I got a phone call from another family member. And she's like, oh, I'm in the police station. I was like, why are you in the police station? She goes, oh, because so-and-so got arrested for attempting to rape a woman.
The same.
The same one that I, the last person I thought might have some type of redeemable quality.
Mm.
And I told Bobby, I was screaming. I was like, that's it. I am so fucking done with every single male in my family. But if it were my son, I would probably, you know.
Did he try to rape her in a bar or what happened?
Something like, I think in the Philippines it's different. The drinking situation is like tagay. You kind of just all sit in a circle. You pass a drink around. Yeah. It's a very provincial style of drinking, or at least where they live. And I think that she was either giving the alcohol and she thought he was too drunk, so she stopped serving him alcohol or something like that.
But were there people around?
Yeah, there were people around. And then they apparently had to, like, peel him off.
Yeah, but my thing is that...
And she's, like, a married woman and everything.
Isn't one of the rules of that is to do it privately?
Oh, someone's calling you.
Uh-oh. It's Fahim Anwar. Do we even want to pick up? Yeah. He does have a Comedy Central thing coming out, so...
I think he's going to be a guest pretty soon.
Hello?
Hello. Happy birthday, man.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Good. You're on the podcast.
I'm on. We're live?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, yeah,
man, he's about to plug.
You've done for me. I really appreciate it. You're like one of the good ones, dude.
Oh, thank you. And I want to say this. When does your special come out?
November 27th.
So Fahim Anwar and a bunch of other Middle Easterns. That's a good way to describe
that's
it.
That's how they're marketing it on Comedy Central.
That's the best attempt that you've ever made at it.
Yeah, what do I use to call you?
Well,
no, that works. Brown guy. Well, yeah, I say brown guy, so maybe that's why my thing. I can do that. Middle Easterns work.
Well, you're Middle Eastern, right?
Yeah, Middle Eastern, South Asian, like.
Well, no, you're not South Asian, but let's just say Middle Eastern.
Yeah, Middle Eastern.
Okay, good. There's a sketch show coming out. It's a one-off, but it's 1 hour. What's it called?
It's called Goat Face.
Goat Face.
Interesting.
And our friend Aristotle directed him. He's also in the show. Fahim was the head writer. He's also one of the stars of the show. And it's a Comedy Central 1 hour. It's going to be on television. And
Hassan from the Daily Show's in it. And then Asif Ali as well.
Yeah, and I saw a couple of sketches Fahim showed me.
I didn't show anybody. It was just kind of burning a hole in my pocket. I'm like, man, I want to show somebody this. If we were going to dinner, and I was like, don't tell anybody, but like, can I show you? I showed you two of them.
What, am I not allowed to talk about it now, fucker?
You can talk about it.
I am going to... No, I'm going to... I'm not going to tell you what the thing is. I'm just going to say that I fucking saw it.
It's his birthday, Dan.
It's my fucking birthday, you fucking Punjab.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm sorry, my bad.
That's why he's not good on the phone.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Don't delete that. Keep that in.
Okay.
Keep it in. So, do not edit that part out, okay? Okay. That was an honest emotion.
Okay.
So it's called... So anyway, I saw a couple of sketches, and I cackled out loud. I mean, I genuinely laughed out loud, and I literally had an epiphany. I think that this is the next thing. I think it's going to get picked up as a series. I think this is going to make you, and I think that... I'm just so excited for you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man. It was so cool to see you watch it because, like, I've been working on it for a long time. And you don't know if it's funny anymore. Like,
yeah.
You've seen it a billion times. So to see someone, especially like someone like you, watch it with fresh eyes and enjoy it that much, I was like, it was just really, I'm like, oh, that's a good sign. I was really happy.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We'd love to have you back on this podcast one day, but I got to go.
I get it.
All right, I love you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay.
I get it. I love he goes, I get it.
I love Fahim.
I love Fahim too. That's a beautiful call. Any woman calling or no? I have no female friends.
Your mom called.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was a great one. She's so funny.
My mom
would
comedic
be great.
Genius.
Not
she's a comedic genius.
Not
she would
introvert.
Be.
I was no, really she's shocked
no,
by
no,
that.
No, she's fucking loud no. as fuck.
She will keep on talking if you don't. She's a great storyteller too. Great comedic timing, everything.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Does she have a lot of friends back in Arizona?
Why? What's your business?
She has a lot of sisters that she's very close with.
I feel like she'd be the leader of a group.
She is the leader of fuck many groups, my friend.
Okay, I'm just curious what the groups are.
She can't really leave the house often because his dad is wheelchair bound.
Bobby just struck Bryce, an employee.
Yes.
So, is that it?
Well, we're over. We're over an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. We should have people just call in all the time. This is the easiest podcast.
Oh, Jade Cataprata.
Tell her thank you. Thank you for the pizza. Okay, thank you for the pizza.
Thank you for the pizza.
Oh, hi, Ding Dong.
Hi. Thanks for the pizza.
Hi. Happy birthday, old man.
Hey, you're online. You're online. You're on the podcast,
Dad.
Right now.
I'm online.
You're online, bud.
Hi guys.
Hi.
I'm on the roof in the hot tub.
So fancy.
Fancy Hollywood life.
Talk to you guys.
Are you in Australia or in LA?
She's back here.
I'm in LA. I just got back from Brazil on Sunday.
Oh, you were in Brazil. Sorry, Australia.
She's leaving for us. There she is. She is leaving for Australia.
And then now I'm going to Australia in a week.
Why are you going to Australia?
I'm doing a fucking tour. I'm excited.
All right. So if you're Australian, all your fans out there, go see Jade Cataprata.
What's my name, Bobby? Say it.
Called Jade Cataprata. She's
spell
very.
It. Spell it.
What?
Spell my last name.
Preta. So anyway, Preta. So anyway, so if you're in Australia, check it out. And you did some guest starring, right? What'd you guest star on?
Future Man.
You're
reoccurring.
Weird.
I mean,
this doesn't feel smooth and like. This feels written or something.
What?
I feel like we should just talk. Yeah, like I feel like we should just talk about life a little bit. Like, you in a while.
Interviewing her.
You know what, Jade? You're gonna. Jade, no, Jade. You when you come on to the fucking podcast, we get into it. This is just surface call and shit.
Okay, surface call. Doing great. Been doing a show called Future Man. It's on Hulu. It's coming out in January. Go see it. I do a lot of orgies in it. It's fun.
Yes.
I did Life in Pieces. That's pretty great. I was just in Brazil. I have a show at the Laugh Factory on the 25th with a bunch of Brazilian comics cooking up.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Love you.
I
so
love
much.
You. Good night.
Love you.
Bye. Okay. That's it. That's the last one. She's great.
I love.
Is the pizza good?
It's really good. Yeah. I haven't eaten yet.
What kind is it?
Bacon, cheese.
Is it Hawaiian? Some of it.
Bacon, Rogan.
But you ate like really nice. Expensive mm-hmm. Italian already.
So that's that. And
wrap it up. Tell us how you feel.
Yeah,
I am. I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to do it right now.
Well, one quick question though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalilah. He's 47.
Hello. I just got a cat, and I really want to call it Kimchi. However, I can't tell if it's racist or not. Please provide insight. I don't think she's Korean.
Okay, no, not Korean. So let's say a white person.
Yeah.
Calling their
let's
cat
say
Kimchi.
Say someone that looks like George.
I would say KC, call it KC, but it's Kimchi at home.
Also be closeted racist.
It's not racist.
It's not racist.
It's Louis Katz. You know Louis Katz?
Maybe I do.
Do you know Louis Katz?
I don't know. Who's scheduling the calls, Bobby?
I don't know. Louis.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. You're on my podcast right now, by the way.
I am?
Yeah, right now you are.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, what's up, everybody?
So Louis Katz is a comic. He moved to New York, and now do you live here now?
Kind of.
Like, when you mean kind of?
Well, I'm kind of going back and forth a lot.
Why are you in L.A.? You a show?
My girlfriend wants to be here more, so I'm going to try and be here more with her. Mm.
That's can I, Louis. When you fucking moved there in the first place, I was like, "Why the fuck are you moving?" This kid is so fucking funny. You know that bit. You know, I still do that bit sometimes that you helped me write, which is that Down syndrome people making love joke.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
It sounds great.
Classic.
Yeah, no, but it sounds great.
Yeah, classic. Yeah.
I like it already.
Yeah, when they make love, they make up their own moves. They touch butts for 3 minutes.
Love it.
Right? One the breast goes in the armpit, wonka, 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 like that. You know what I mean?
Wonka, wonka, wonka.
So you're doing very well, though. I saw you on that Comedy Central storytelling show.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen you in other things. So congratulations, Louis. I'm sure you have better things going on. But
let him greet you.
Let's get together soon.
I'm down. I don't know. Is this... I'm really on a podcast right now?
Yeah. It's called Tiger Belly. It's pretty popular.
Okay, cool. Oh, can I plug something then?
Yeah, plug something. Plug it.
I got a new album coming out October 26th. So
okay, good. Louis Katz, October 26th, new album.
Great birthday gift.
All right. It's my birthday today, too. Can you just say happy birthday or no?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Bye, Louis.
Bye.
Okay, that's it.
Wait, that one we didn't plan.
I don't know who that is.
He's so... Hey, guys, I'm telling you
he got in on the right time. He got to plug
something. Can I just say something right now? So Louis Katz is legitimately fucking funny as fuck.
Louis Katz.
He's so talented. Anyway, give me the master question.
Kimchi.
Yeah, so do you think it's racist?
Not racist. I don't think it's racist at all.
Okay, so she can call it kimchi.
It's food.
That's food.
That's what I think, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's racist.
It's like naming a cat sriracha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or Kung Pao.
Kung Pao chicken.
Yeah. I have my friend Brisa, her cat's name is Chicken.
Hello, Tiger Belly fan.
There's another one?
Oh, do you want another one?
Yeah, another
might as well. Fuck it.
We're going to keep it animal related.
All right.
Hello, Tiger Belly family.
Hello.
I've noticed that you guys are pet lovers like me. Recently, I got an 8-week-old kitten with my boyfriend, who I've been living with for only 4 months, but been together for 2 years. This is our first pet together. Naturally, the kitten is playful and mischievous and likes to poke around places he probably shouldn't. My boyfriend has never had a cat, but I noticed that he's very impatient with all animals and gets angry. I'm afraid that he is not going to be nice to the kitten. It makes me think maybe he's not the guy I thought him to be. My question is, how did Bobby become the animal lover he is now? And is there hope for my boyfriend to be the same?
Well, can I say this?
This is Nessa.
It's a really important question.
It's a very important question. I have a very important answer.
It's a life.
Is, you know, when I saw Ming for the very first time, I loved it.
You loved her.
Yeah. And when Ming came to my house and stayed with me for a couple of days, it was the most exciting and most important thing in my life. I honestly believe that the animals in my life have changed me. It's made my life fuller. And I absolutely... and utterly adore my animals to the point of almost obsession. I love them like they're humans. I think they're so cute. I know their personalities. And they do mistakes, but I don't get angry. I'm grateful.
Now, do you think this guy can get to that same place?
No.
You know,
I think that it is an inherent human quality. It's not something that's learned.
Yeah, it's like, you know how you can tell, like, you know Richard Kuklinski, the Iceman, the guy who killed a shit ton of people.
Movie. Yeah.
One of the first indicators of him being imbalanced was the way he treated animals. I'm not saying your boyfriend's imbalanced, but I am saying, like, at the very least for me, some people have different, things that turn them off. Mm-hmm. For me, the biggest turnoff is a man who doesn't have empathy for animals. Even if they're not mean, but if they're completely apathetic to animals, I'm turned off by that. I dated a guy who was apathetic to animals, and he had a good reason to be apathetic. It's because his dad had like 6 German shepherds and basically loved the dogs more than him. So that wasn't even a good enough excuse for me. I just got turned off because I know that I love them so much that I need to share that love with somebody else, and with me and Bobby, it's so easy. But I don't know. That's a tough one. For me, that would be a major red flag.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
Congratulations, John Mulaney, for winning an Emmy, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I love him.
That's a big thing. Tell us, come on, wrap this up.
I have one
for
last
us.
Thing that I want to say. Okay. And this is non sequitur.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing. I'm going to end it weird. All right, and I don't get angry. Mm-hmm. Right, but Brett Kavanaugh,
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Just listen. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's his birthday.
Oh, okay? It's my birthday. I get to do what I want. Okay. Do I believe? Does he share my ethnics? No. He's everything that he believes I disagree with, but that shit with that high school girl, it's in high.
It's not a high school girl. It was
during high school.
During high school.
Mm-hmm. That's a little too far back for me.
Yeah, dang. Bobby is saying that, you know, this is a man who's already, how old is he? And well into his 50s, maybe?
Yeah.
And
to bring back something that happened in high school is a little too far back for me.
How old is he right now?
He's
still a long time.
I just don't think teenagers have a fully formed brain.
Yeah, I mean, high school. Come on, guys. All right, but that's all I have to say about that. Thank you. Happy birthday. You know,
are you touched? Are you happy?
I'm touched. I'm happy. I'm lit. I'm open. I'm slept. I'm woke. I'm everything. Okay. I'm going to go into space for a second just to get into space.
Yeah.
Do we have any ads?
We do.
Oh, fuck. Let's do that.
We'll do
that. Anyway, thank you guys. I'll see you the next year when I'm 40 something. Bye.
Happy birthday to Bobby, guys. Thanks to our sponsors for the podcast. We'd like to, you know, thank Ridge Wallet. So make sure for that slim, sleek carry wallet. If you want to have Blade Runner in your pocket, make sure you check out RidgeWallet.com and use the promo code TigerBelly. And to get your first 3 meals free, go to BlueApron.com/belly. And if you want ad-free, as George puts it, premium episodes every Monday, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/TigerBelly. I'm going to read what George wrote. He says, these will be special audio episode only available if you are a member. Sign up for $5 a month for access. That's only $125 per episode. That's less than the cost of a cappuccino or a dream water or a 3-pound papaya. Only at patreon.com/TigerBelly.
Mexican papaya or Hawaiian papaya?
George.
Hawaiian papaya forever.
You wrote it, George.
Hawaiian papaya.
Hawaiian papaya. And also, make sure you check out our iTunes and review us. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Bye. Hey, you took way too long, man. We're at the end of the podcast now. Everyone else called in, country.
Bill Burr
called on time. Everyone called on time.
Hey, Papa.
I know it's you.
It's Stevie Weeby. I must have left.
Stevie Weeby, what's that?
Well, I'm your brother.
Oh, hey, Steve. How's it going?
That's kind of like the other phone call.
Good.
Yeah?
We met down in San Diego when we were kids.
I know. I remember. I remember because you're my brother. We grew up there.
Yeah, that's me. I've been trying to get you as a guest on the Stevie Weeby Show.
So dumb.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've had almost everybody but you.
So weird.
It's so weird. But Theo, thanks for calling in. I love you so much. You know that, brother.
I love you too, man. And you're one of the sweetest guys. You've done a lot of nice things for me, man, and I'll never forget it.
But not that. We're going to continue to do stuff together.
I know that. I mean, I know you're only awake 2 hours a day. You're awake. You're the fucking best, buddy.
You're the best, too. Okay, Theo? Good night.
All
right,
I love you.
Good night.
I mean, come on.
That's it. Smile, Bobby. Smile for the camera.
Phoners.
You know what? I'm really impressed by how well this actually went.
I thought it was great. You were great.
No, I thought for sure that 9 out of 10 phone calls would fail, but it didn't. Only Theo's did.
Yeah, he was probably just doing a set, so it took him a little while to get the text.
Yeah, you'll probably get some more calls throughout the night.
One I told him to cancel it, so yeah.
Who also is it?
He canceled it.
Since I don't have D'Elia's number, I couldn't get a hold of him beforehand, so I had his producer text him. I tried, sir.
I'm sorry for getting that hurt.
No.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Thank you.
Hug.
They didn't even get a thank you. We're like
2 hours of scrambling to get all these numbers.
He's busy. He's got a.
We're still rolling. Why are you clapping? We're still rolling. This is the end. We forgot to tell you guys we can follow Kalila. Okay, Kalila, where can we follow you?
Oh, my God. Which one of you motherfuckers farted? Be honest.
Just also tell us. And we're not smelling your butt. We'll just say.
Smell my butt.
It was Bryce. It was Bryce.
I never fart.
Wow, I actually believe that. You look like an AC Slater. I love that shirt.
Yeah, you don't look like you fart much.
Yeah, you get in the hot seat, Bryce. If Gilbert's gonna keep it rolling,
Kalilo, where can we? Any shout-outs? Because I know we ended abruptly. We're back anyway, so any shout-outs?
Yeah. One of my best friends just had a baby, and I.
Same friend I know.
Gardo.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure you said say his name. So I was like, what?
Privacy, Gardo. You know.
Oh, sorry.
He just had a baby, and very beautiful. So freaking excited.
Beautiful
for
baby.
Them. Although, is it weird that when I held the baby, and as much as I was in awe of another little human that was half Shelly, half Gardo, and I was in awe. I mean, like, I had, like, goosebumps on my body. Is it weird that my ovaries didn't kick?
No.
Is it weird that I actually didn't feel any, like, I didn't feel the need to have one?
No.
Okay, good.
But you're
Thank
going
you.
To.
Oh, what, is it a forced situation? This is Handmaid's Tale.
This is Handmaid's Tale. We're recreating that for you. You love that show.
Oh, great. I can't fucking wait. Also, I had one more shout out and then I forgot.
Can I do a shout out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just, because I had to, I wasn't there and Joshua Tree when you guys did the Patreon. I was laughing so hard when I was editing it when I heard that Bobby Ramsey called your friend from the Philippines. when I heard that, I heard you yell and you changed your whole tone. I felt my hand sweating for you because it was like you know, you're always like really low key, like, Bobby, who are you calling? Like, don't, you're freaking me out. And you heard the person, you're like, oh, dude, oh man, dude, I'm so sorry, dude. Bobby, like, dude, like, we should like hit surfing up, dude, we're gonna hang out and like hit the beach, dude. I was like, she's so nervous, she said dude 50 times.
But also, you guys know that you reserve, you have many voices in your life. Right?
That's your Filipino dude
voice. That's my surfer voice.
You're a surfer trying to be cool but also like nervous.
I was embarrassed. Like, I haven't spoken to that person in so long. And the last time I spoke to him, I flaked. Like, the last time he was like, oh yeah, we surfing today. And then I just never like showed up. So, and then that was like 2 years ago. And all of a sudden Bobby takes my phone and calls this person.
And he answered.
And he answered. I was like, fuck.
But he like picked up like it was so chill. Like,
well, he's from the Philippines, you know? I mean, he's...
He didn't sound Filipino. He sounded very like Long Beach or like surfer town.
Well, he's lived here for a while now, but he's from Cebu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you guys should go listen to that Patreon. But do you guys have that? Like, you switch, you have a voice.
You were like, caught off guard too, so it like, you kicked it into overdrive.
Yeah, I have white and whiter.
I have a voice for ordering fast food. People tell me,
what is it?
I can't fit in the fast food window. I don't know. I change my voice changes somehow.
Yeah. Like a higher register or lower? More serious or like softer and friendlier?
Clear. I usually mumble, but I'm very clear and very...
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I project. Mm-hmm. I talk slower at fast food because I want my food perfect. Yeah. And then also on customer service, I'm very... eloquent, and I take my time with them because I don't want them to fuck it up.
As a vegetarian, it's very important to get the order right. So I was like, you know, a meat burger? Oh man, I have to go back to McDonald's. And so it's, that's probably why. Yeah.
Huh. If you've ever.
Dude, I can't believe I missed your phone call, Dan.
I should have asked you to edit that part out.
Nah, it's
that's
in there.
So embarrassing. Should that be a segment?
We just.
Where each week we take. No, we take turns though. So Bobby takes one of our phones. It's like.
Oh man.
Then I take one of you guys' phones and call. Well, that should be a new segment.
That's scary for me.
It's very. Makes my armpit. Even thinking about it makes my armpit sweat.
Yeah, you were so open to that. I'm more like. There's people I've not talked since high school.
Yeah, because some of the people are from. Like when I did my preceptorship at the hospital.
So random.
Or like my old professors that in. You know what I mean? Like.
I have bosses on there.
Yeah.
So.
Like, what if he calls, like, Maura McGee? You know what I mean? Like, like she's, like, the nicest older lady ever. Oh,
hilarious.
It was so fucking embarrassing. But if you hear me talk to my family, I sound like a little girl.
You talk a little...
Oh, like a little fucking baby.
I noticed with your sister, you're
like
little,
a baby.
So, yeah, a little more whiny
Hi,
side.
Hi, wee ones.
Very whiny.
Yeah, I'm a baby. I just don't know how to talk to her like this. Because she's my at this. She's older than me, so I always see...
Yeah, that makes sense. Your mom.
Mom, I talk to.
A little different.
My mom, I feel like I just have to
more
always
like
scold her.
It's always like, no, sorry, I noticed that. You're always like, hey, come on, mom, hey.
Because you know, she says things that she doesn't mean in a bad way at all, but it just comes off. It's just something your parents like laugh about. For instance, she was like, you know, I was just laughing with Roger. I said, Roger, I have two really pretty daughters, but no one wants to marry them. Ha, 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 ha. Like that, but
that was such a good impression of your mom's voice. So
she
spot on.
Sent me into a fucking spiral. Like, I was like fucking smoke was coming out of my ears. Like, you think that my worth hinges upon my marital status? But she meant it in such a, like a silly way and in a jokey way. She just thought that she would share a joke that she was proud of.
Yeah, serious McGee over here.
But I took it, I was like nearing my period or something and I fucking flipped out. I was like, Ma, you're hurting my feelings. Oh my goodness, my mother, I love her, she's the best, but she fucking angers me so much.
Mother-daughter relationships.
Oh god.
Well, yeah, guys, we did it.
I think that was a success.
Nothing like, I was telling George and I was like, call me, I was like, get ready, another classic Tiger Belly last minute planning situation. Or never plan anything.
There's no way to plan beforehand. But it works out better, well, I think, sometimes.
It worked out.
Our original plan was to go to this spaghetti factory, right? Mm-hmm. Is that still a plan?
We wanted to
If we can,
do some
depending on Bobby's schedule.
But that's right.
Because we wanted playing Wednesday, but we know he has.
Recording a podcast at Spaghetti Factory will be a little bit of a shit show, but it'll be fun.
Yeah. Or we just eat it here. Who knows? But you would only know if you checked out our Patreon.
That's right.
Dig it for George.
We've plugged it enough.
All right, George. George is waving at me behind the camera, guys, just so you know. Anyways, Kalila, where can we follow you?
At Calamity K. K-H-A. I think I spelled it wrong.
Yep, you just definitely spelled it wrong.
I missed like six letters. Let's
try. Okay, hey, we're going to.
I'm like K-T-Y.
We're going to edit this out. Hey, Kalila, where can we follow you, dude?
Let me think about it. The spelling. Misspelling me, champ. Remember the first Patreon we did? Where I was like, you guys are fucking stupid. This is how you spell camaraderie. Oh, and I got that shit all wrong.
That was so, did you ever get to listen to what I did to that?
No.
Oh, I slowed it down. And I replayed it three times. I went, camaraderie. I'm a fucking genius. You didn't hear it? Well, guys, once again, we're talking about stuff some people haven't heard. Just check
Can
it out,
please
though.
I'll
send you the clip.
That's so fucking funny.
I'm a fucking genius from Cebu. I just repeated that.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Oh, you were there for that one. Were you not?
I felt so fucking stupid. That's what I get. I deserve that. I deserve that humiliation.
Hey, it's a hard word. Let's be honest.
Okay, let me spell my own handle right. It's K-H-A... L-A-M-I-T-Y-K.
Genius from Cebu.
Genius from Cebu.
Hashtag start that hashtag, everyone. Genius from Cebu. Bryce, where can we follow you, and what have you been up to? Yeah, 30 seconds.
At Bryce Halleck. Not to be confused with at Bryce Hal, that fucker.
All right, 10
at
seconds
Bryce
left.
Halleck.
10 seconds. What are you doing right now? How's your love life? 5.
Not enough.
4.
Not enough. Hire me. I need a job.
Text him for love or job offers. Love Best offers, thing. Job
Absolutely.
Offers.
Not sexual offers? That's weird.
Sexual offers.
Sure. George.
George_Kimmel on Instagram.
How's your love life? 5 seconds.
Could be more. There could always be more.
And guys, you can follow.
It's about to get complicated.
George's in a complicated Facebook status.
Ew, you do those? It's complicated on Facebook?
Who does anything on Facebook anymore?
I'm just saying, like,
complicated.
I don't understand that used to really irk me when people would put it's complicated on Facebook.
Oh, hell no.
I'm like, you're trying to fucking have people ask you what's complicated about it.
Yeah. And
it's always fucking complicated.
Yeah. But also, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly. Yeah, I want some pizza too.
Baby, you're hungry again?
No, I would just save it for later.
You gave him a meat cake.
No, he had a tomahawk pork chop. Sweetie.
He's going to cry later.
Sweetheart.
I was just trying to get it, so I picked it up.
Sweetie, can you pass the stuff from Chispaca? Okay.
Should I try it on here? Well,
oh, my God. It's so good. That tomahawk pork chop.
Shall I try it?
I mean,
should I try it?
Shall Henry Golding eat some?
Right here. I just licked the fat. Does that count, Bryce? If I just lick the fat?
Well, I'm going to start editing this and I'll try that so people are not annoyed by us eating. And make sure you follow Bobby and all his tour dates and everything you need to know about him at BobbyLeeLive.com. And once again, make sure you follow me at Henry Golding.